tasks, those types of things, about finding jobs. We're still suffering after the COVID shutdowns. And he's talking to people about those things. And Sisolak is out there trying his very best to avoid talking about those things because none of them are good for him. So I think that's something that's really going to help the Republicans in the next 90 days, is that their folks are not afraid to talk about what we actually care about as average, normal Nevadans.
What about public safety? And this is one where it's kind of a double-edged sword for Sheriff Joe, because he's the sheriff. And if there is a problem with public safety, if there is a problem with violence in our streets, in our storefronts, that can't be good for the guy that's the lead cop.
No, and something that, Lombardo ought to remind people, and I even said this at the time before he decided to run for governor or anything else, when you had all that unrest, the Black Lives Matter, peaceful riots and what have you, all those things were happening everywhere. And in Las Vegas, it was actually pretty well under control. I mean, there was still some things going on and some property damage and what have you, but it was nothing like what you saw in places like Seattle or, certain cities in California or what have you. And Lombardo shouldn't be afraid to talk about that. He should be able to say, look, we did a fairly good job of keeping us relatively safe, given the tools that were at my disposal, and given the way that we were handcuffed by what the governor did with COVID and everything else. Because there's a lot when it comes to the crime rates that we're seeing right now that stems from basically telling an entire economy, hey, everybody stop working for 6 months. You can't do that to a nation and then expect everything to just go right back to normal afterwards.
Let me just ask you, your sense of the memory of the voting public. When we talk about Steve Sisolak and the Sisolak shutdown, will people remember that, you think?
I think so, because more so than most other events. And the only reason why is because we're still feeling direct results of that. I mean, there are people out there who still aren't receiving their unemployment benefits on time. There are people out there who, they used to live in a pretty nice house or apartment, and they've had to downsize because they lost their job and then they didn't have enough money and, so on and so forth, and rents are going through the roof. So a lot of people have seen in their personal life, hey, things are not as good as it was just a couple of years ago. And that's a really dangerous for an incumbent politician. That's a really dangerous feeling for the public to have, that things are worse now than they were a couple years ago. Slow progress, you can get away with. Barack Obama did that. He convinced everybody, hey, things are getting marginally better, maybe not as fast as you want, but still better. If people feel like they're going the other direction, that memory is going to really stick with them.
Michael, tell me about ShoutsCreative.com.
Yeah, ShoutsCreative.com. We are basically a full creative studio. If you have a story, whether you're an individual or an organization or a brand or an activist, if you have a story that you want to tell, we help you tell it. So graphic design, website design, photography, videography, any creative needs you need to tell your story is what we focus on. And you can go to ShoutsCreative.com. That's S-C-H-A-U-S, creative.com. And we are actually just now launching a bunch of online coaching, too. So you don't even have to hire us to do this work. We can just teach you how to do it so that way you can do it yourself.
God, I love it. Michael, thanks so much, man. Always good to get with you. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Always good to talk to you. Thank you.
There you go. Michael Schaus joining us, the founder of ShausCreative.com and the former communication director for NPRI. Still to come, a first-time author, a guy that has worked behind the scenes for a lot of years in public relations and in branding and all kinds of different things, A.J. Rice. He's got a new book out. It's called The Woking Dead, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture. We're going to talk about the woke culture in a very broad way. We're going to do that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, if you're on Interstate 15 northbound and you're on your way to Mesquite, look out for a power outage out there between the Valley of Fire exit and Mesquite, Nevada. That means no services, no fuel. Do plan accordingly if you're heading on Interstate 15 northbound towards Mesquite. There's a disabled vehicle that's on Interstate 15 southbound at Silverado Ranch. The off-ramp's left lane is blocked in that incident. The disabled vehicle there on the shoulder. And watch for the road closure. That's westbound Tropicana between Andover and Nellis Boulevards. That road is closed, that portion of westbound Tropicana.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Dodgers beat the Twins 8-5 on Wednesday. Chris Taylor hit the go-ahead home run in the sixth. Joey Gallo added a three-run shot in the seventh. The Dodgers with wins in 10 straight. Max Muncy also went deep for the Dodgers, who have the best record in baseball at 77-35. They're 16 games ahead of second-place San Diego in the NL West. The Padres pounded the Giants 13-7 on Wednesday. Brandon Drury hit a go-ahead three-run homer in the sixth. Austin Nola's two-run homer capped a seven-run rally, all with two outs. The NFL preseason kicks into high gear this weekend. Two games on the schedule tonight with the Giants at the Patriots and the Titans visiting the Ravens. Tomorrow night, the 49ers host the Packers. Saturday, it's the Rams and Chargers at SoFi Stadium. Sunday, the Raiders host the Vikings. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and build that paper mache volcano.
I am not cleaning this up.
Ooh, yeah, I meant the kids. Staples will help them move forward. Right now, Crayola 10-count markers and 12-count colored pencils are just 99 cents each. And Staples one-subject notebooks are only 35 cents. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only. Limit 30.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's. Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's.
Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups. That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, people grab me in the hallway here at the radio station, and from time to time they'll say, hey, what you got cooking tonight? Where are you going? You going to a game? You going to a show? What are you doing? Tonight, I'm going to be hanging out with the Battleborn Republican women and their candidate roundup. Western theme, if you know what I mean. I've got my big black Western hat ready to go. And so, yeah, I'll be wearing some denim. It's going to be a lot of fun at Red Rock Country Club. And it's going to be a hoot. I'm looking forward to it. And one of the things we're going to do, we're going to have a panel discussion with some really, really smart people to tell us about the red wave and what are the prospects of that red wave. We'll be doing that tonight, and it's all coming up thanks to the Battleborn Republican women for inviting me and making me a part of the program. I want you to hear from somebody that knows what it's like to be on the opposite end of one of these FBI warrants. We're talking about Peter Navarro, a former Trump advisor, and his reaction to the Trump raid by the FBI.
Sean, there are very key constitutional issues at stake. And the issue here is that President Trump invoked executive privilege, which is a principle that goes back to the days of George Washington to ensure effective presidential decision making. I told the Select Committee from the outset, as well as the Department of Justice, it's not my privilege to waive, and that I had a duty to do what I have done. And Sean, there's been hundreds of thousands of Americans, young men and women, killed in action, in war. They had the courage to stand up for this country. The least I could do, sir, is to be willing to risk a 2-year prison sentence for something so important, Sean. I can't emphasize this more. This is about executive privilege and the integrity of Washington, the Oval Office decision making, and that's what I did. What I did. And
Peter, I honestly admire anybody that will stand on their principles. And in this case, you're putting yourself in harm's way because you're right. You could get a 2-year jail sentence. Let's go to the day you're arrested. Usually on a misdemeanor charge, they would be in touch with your lawyer, and they would call your lawyer and say, we're going to book your client. He's going to be arrested tomorrow. He should report at 8 o'clock at this location, and that will happen for a misdemeanor. It's not like you're a terrorist. It's not like you're a murderer. It's not like you're a member of a drug cartel. This is a misdemeanor. That didn't happen. They decided to embarrass you in public in an airport instead of doing what they would normally do. Even the judge in your case has spoken out and asked why. Why they didn't need to go this way. Why do you think that was?
Well, there's a parallel here. That excellent John Solomon report, ironically, June 3rd was the day I got arrested. They had those FBI agents down in Mar-a-Lago, very cordial with the president. Everything seemed to be going fine. And then they hit him with this brutal, unprecedented raid. The same thing happened to me, Sean. I mean, 2 days earlier, I talked to Walter Giordano, the FBI agent. I told him, hey, Walter, so whatever you need, just come on down. You're right across the street from me. There should be no problem. To be clear, Sean, this was a bread and circus political arrest that was leaked to the press while I sat in solitary confinement in leg irons, unable to ask for legal advice. They were making, and look, I went out after I got past the judge there, I went outside and I said this, son. I said, I'm not the target here. The real target is Donald John Trump. And by the way, if they can come for Navarro and Trump, they can come for everybody. Hannity, they can come for Waters, they can come from every deplorable that voted for Trump. And what happened to President Trump this last week, which should never happen to anybody, is confirmation of the concern. And look, I think what we need to do now, Sean, and this Taking Back Trump's America book is important, we need to take back the House of Representatives, put an end to the weaponization of the investigatory powers of Congress, and it appears to be the Department of Justice and FBI is working in concert with them. And this is one, some of the questions that I think I hope to come up with in my own issues. And we'll get to the bottom of this, Sean. And I appreciate the time tonight because this issue is really at the heart of what's going on in this country right now. If Don Jr. did Peter, what Hunter Biden did, he'd be in Guantanamo Bay.
Man, isn't that the truth? That's Peter Navarro, a former Trump advisor, on with Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Big day, a big news day. Merrick Garland said he personally approved of the warrant on Mar-a-Lago. We'll talk more about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love it. I think it's a good move. We're talking about Fox News. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story all morning, and it looks like it's official or close to official now as to who will succeed Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
Yeah, it's been months, and they've put a person in that chair who is a professional, obviously, but we haven't had a permanent host. But it looks like Shannon Bream, who is Fox News cable channel's chief legal correspondent, so a legal mind, she seems to be a very cordial person, attractive lady, and certainly she's going to be the new host beginning September 11th. So Fox News Sunday has a new permanent host. She's an outstanding journalist, reporter, anchor, you name it.
She's an attorney.
And she is an attorney.
She covers the Supreme Court for Fox News Channel.
And she's going to continue in that role, too. She will be the chief legal correspondent and continue with the Sunday duties as well.
Will she continue the late night duties?
Now, that is interesting. And from what I see here, she's going to be moving forward. She has gushed over the fill-in status, but now she's permanent. But the late night show in this New York Post article that I'm looking at here, Kevin, I'm trying to scroll down here, and they're throwing commercials at me. Doesn't that just drive you crazy?
It does. It does. The internet was so much better before commercials.
Yeah.
And by the way, as a guy that sells commercials for a living, I love commercials. Don't get me wrong.
Yes. Yeah. But when you want to grab something on the fly, you don't want to interrupt you. But it says nothing in this article about her nightly duties. It just says she is going to continue in her role as an outstanding journalist, and she is going to be doing the Fox News Sunday. So,
wow.
So congratulations. That's a promotion, and I hope she got a raise, too.
Beginning September 11th. You've heard it. I played it a couple of times yesterday. The president of the United States claiming we had zero inflation, which I knew didn't make a lot of sense. It's 8.5% increase month to month. It made no sense at all what they were trying to say or what the president was trying to say. But Larry Kudlow, and this is cut three, a former Trump advisor, went on yesterday and actually disputed Biden's use of zero increase in inflation.
I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%.
Zero common sense. And, of course, the press, they just echo it.
Inflation drops to zero in July due to falling gas prices. Inflation drops to zero. Democrats might just be able to be like, you know what? It has been bad for a while with inflation, but we're on the right track now.
It's actually a 0% increase since last month. Inflation is still at its highest level in decades. And the administration is trying the same tricks with wages. They've declined 3% in July, but from a year ago. But KJP and Ron Klain want you to think that Americans are making more money. Joining me now is Larry Kudlow, host of Kudlow on Fox Business. Larry, it is Orwellian, the manipulation of language, when real people are suffering with food prices up 9% year over year, but they keep trying the same tricks.
Yeah, food prices up 14% last 3 months. So, okay, July was flat because they got lower gasoline prices. June was up 17%, and May was up 12%. So if all those mean zero inflation, I don't know, you're going to have to redefine it. If we're declaring victory with 8.5% inflation, I don't really want to go there. It's beyond Orwellian. But look, they denied there was a recession with two straight quarters of GDP decline. And the latest one, Laura, is really the Inflation Reduction Act, right? Except that major economic models from the government and the private sector said, wait a minute, there is no inflation reduction. Or we're not taxing people under $400,000 a year. But in fact, we learn as we dig into the tax increases, they are going to hit people not only under $400,000, but under $200,000. So this crowd is kind of making a career out of, shall we say, cognitive dissonance or fraudulent statements.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is. It's. I think it's closer to fraudulent statements. No, it's true. By the way, coming up in our next segment, I'm going to let you hear from somebody that was in town yesterday. Kamala Harris, in fact, late yesterday on the show, during a commercial break, we went out of the parking lot and we saw Air Force Two parked about 100 yards away, about a football field away. But it was Air Force Two. And it was in it. But Kamala Harris was in town talking with abortion rights people here in town. I don't know why they came here. For the life of me, I don't know why they came here, because abortion's legal. Go someplace where it's not legal. Go to Texas. But I guess they don't want to go to Texas because they know the governor wouldn't show up at the airport. Okay, whatever. But Aaron Ford introduced the vice president at this seminar, or whatever you want to call it, roundtable discussion. It was just very, very weird. We'll let you hear, though, from Kamala Harris talking about the economy, not abortion, on this visit to Las Vegas. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Sherwood South Point presents Marco Jewell singing with the big bands his first time at South Point with a 16-piece orchestra, August 12th and 13th.
Let's go together with a wink and a smile.
Tickets online at southpointcasino.com, at the box office, or charge by phone 702-797-8055. Marco Jewell singing with the big bands featuring his 16-piece orchestra live at the South Point.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, can you tell us what it means to be a direct lender?
You ever see those ads on TV for payday loans from Money Mutual and other companies? You know, they had Montel Williams as their spokesperson.
Oh, I've seen them all the time.
Well, they're what's called a lead generator. Check the disclaimer at the bottom of their website. It'll clearly say, this is not a lender. When you see this, it means they just gather your information and sell it.
Oh, so Dollar Loan Center is a direct lender, and you lend your money.
Yep, literally my money. You deal directly with us and only us. Just be careful out there and read the fine print before you give up your data.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Amid rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, Clay Travis just posted on Twitter, quote, the judge who allegedly signed off on the warrant to raid Donald Trump's private residence had posted how much he disliked Trump on social media. Yikes. Isn't that the truth? I promise I'll let you hear the vice president. She parked her plane about 100 yards from where I'm sitting right now yesterday. She spoke at a roundtable on abortion, but she took time out to talk about